If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, and I feel full. My heart feels full because Sunshine is back on the pod.
Well, you stole my thunder, but yes, joining us back after his brief hiatus is our boy, Sunshine. Sunshine, welcome back. We missed you, buddy.
Good. Well, sorry, I just ruined that. I clicked mute as I was trying to talk, but yes, it's good to be back and hear your guys' voices again, and you know what I'm going to talk about, but yes, it's good to be back.
So for those that don't know yet, we do have our own website now, sportsbettingbydummies.com. You can go on there to figure out, see what our latest podcast episodes are, along with our Twitter, and also our merch store is on there. So make sure you give that a look. And so the topic of the day today is arbitrage betting, or as I like to call it, free money. And our boy Diz here is going to start us off with that. So, Diz, what do you got?
Thanks, Patty. Yeah, arbitrage is essentially a way to make guaranteed money. Sportsbooks, they never, when they set their lines, their money line odds, their profit margin always has to be greater than 100%. And how they do that, let's say an underdog is plus 200 to win a game. The favorite is not going to be minus 200. They're going to have higher odds. That just essentially ensures that if half of the public picks a side, the sports book is going to make money. And it makes sense, and it's just part of it. But the loophole around this is that with multiple sports books and multiple gambling sites, different sports books have different odds. So if you're lucky, you can find a discrepancy in those odds, bet on both outcomes on these different sites, and guarantee a win. So it is guaranteed money. It is free money. The problem with this, though, is that nowadays, sports books have very similar odds. You will see that they're different sometimes, but if they are different, it's going to be very minimal and very minimal payout. It is guaranteed money, but it is minimal. Now, where the opportunity is ginormous is with odds boost. FanDuel and DraftKings both, I'm sure other sports books as well have odds boosts. But with an odds boost, it jumps up the odds of a certain outcome of a matchup. So the best example of this, Patty Parlays tipped me on this before the College Football National Championship. So shout out to my boy Patty Parlays. But Ohio State to win the game outright went from like plus 150 to like plus 330. And that might be horribly off, but it was that steep of a jump. And it was to a point where I could bet the max bet of $50 on Ohio State to win at plus 330 and bet $50 on Alabama to win. And either way, I made money there because the odds changed so much. So I bet on Bama at their original odds, and I bet on Ohio State at their new odds-boosted odds. So it's called arbitrage, and it's basically getting different odds, either from a odds boost or from a different sports book, to ensure a profit on both of your bets.
Well, thank you for clearing that up, because I thought arbitrage was an old wooden ship. So you cleared that up.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, there's always these fancy names for all these theories, but what you really need to know is just what they do and how they can help you out. So a good example of this, another good example is this actually happened on Friday night. Our boy Miles, he was here for Sleb Bet Friday. He sent this to me. He had a 50% profit boost that he was able to put on the Oakland Athletics. The Oakland Athletics were the favorites, but after the profit boost, they were at plus odds. Now, the Orioles were originally at plus odds as well. So Miles was able to put $50 on the Orioles and $50 on the Athletics. And no matter who won the game, Miles was guaranteed at least a $5 profit. So shout out Miles again, and shout out Diz for giving us the, you know, the terminology and the knowledge behind arbitrage. And, you know, we'll try to tweet those out as well, because free money is great. Everyone wants free money. So the more we can work together and get free money, you know, the better off we all are.
I'm going to include one in my best bets whenever I find the next one with some serious payout. I will say the only hindrance with an odds boost is there's a max payout with an odds boost. Obviously, I couldn't bet $1,000 on Ohio State at those odds. I could only bet, I think, 25 or 50. So you just got to be careful. You got to be patient, and you got to be willing to take small gains because it's guaranteed. Patty, if I offered you 10 bucks, but you might not get it, or if I offered you $3 and I'm giving you $3, which one are you going to take?
Give me the $3 all day. I'm all about guaranteed money, baby.
That was a trick question. The answer is probably 10, because I know you have some massive stones on you, but I appreciate you going along with
me. I was never very good at quizzes and tests, so that that pretty much sums that up right there. So now that, and you make, before we move on, you make a very good point. A lot of times with these odds boosts, there is a limit on it. So yeah. You want to make sure you read all of the disclaimers and the terms and conditions of all these odds boosts. And then also, when you're making these arbitrage bets, you probably want to bet equally on both sides. Is that correct, Diz?
Yeah, that's correct. Obviously, there's examples where it's different. Right. Or you can risk more. But most cases, you will bet the same amount to ensure the highest profitability.
Yeah. So if an odds boost caps you at 50 for one side of the bet, you probably only want to bet 50 on the other side as well.
Yep.
All right, cool. So we just gave you free money. I mean, here to win money, I don't know what you're doing, but free money is great. So now we're going to review our best bets from Friday. Your boy, Patty Parlays here, went 3-0 on Friday. Flipping nailed it. Felt really good on Friday. And then to also go with that, on Saturday, I hit a nice little four-game NBA parlay. So good weekend betting for your boy.
Love to hear it.
Diz, how'd your bets go on Friday night?
Yeah, Patty, I went 1-2 on Friday. Honestly, I'm not upset. I'm still feeling good. I'm still feeling dangerous. The NRSI hit for me. I'm currently 5-0 on the NRSI, so I'm hammering some NRSI this week. The over in the hockey game was unfortunate, and my martingale did not hit. My odds boost for Steph Curry to hit 5 threes and Jokic to hit 1 did not hit. So my next martingale opportunity is going to have to be a $10 bet. So we're just hoping we don't lose 4 in a row there. But otherwise, I'm feeling pretty good.
Good, good. And we're going to review our celeb bets for Friday as well. So Sunshine, we gave you the Reds money line on Friday, and that did not hit.
Well, you can't do that. You can't just throw that around. That's got to come straight from the source. So
that's on me. The Godfather came in clutch with his Hawks +5 bet on Friday. They actually won outright by 15 points. So the Godfather is hot right now. Miles gave us some UFC bets. And this is a direct quote from him today. He said, "The first guy I bet on snapped his leg on the first kick. So it's a miracle that I came out even on the night."
How did I not hear about this? Is that real life?
Yeah, one of the guys on Friday, or I think it was Saturday, in the UFC fight, he threw a kick and his leg snapped.
Ugh.
Yeah. So there's that. And then finally, Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike nailed the Cardinals-Reds over like I did, and he also nailed the Athletics money line on Friday. However, the Athletics actually lost a game yesterday. So the question is, did Dirty Mike jinx the Oakland Athletics?
Yes, he did. 100% Mike's fault.
If we wouldn't have talked about it, if we just would have let it kept going until it was over, they probably would have won yesterday.
That's cap. I just like blaming Mike, but if you're on a 13-game win streak, you should be talking about it.
No, I know, and I am the same way. I just like to blame Dirty Mike, especially when he's not here. So
that's real. I do too. I agree.
It's just the way it rolls. So if you don't want trash talked about you, make sure you get on the podcast. All right. So now that we reviewed those, let's go into our best bets of the night. Tonight I got three more NBA picks for you. We got the Hawks -4.5 versus the Pistons. The Hawks are 4-1 against spread their last five, and the Hawks are 4-1 against spread their last five road games. The Pistons are terrible, so I like the Hawks -4.5 here.
I don't know. Hawks are hot, but I feel like they're due for a letdown. I think it's the right bet in this game. I'm not going to bet it personally just because the Hawks are kind of weirdly hot. I feel like they're due for a letdown.
So everyone said the same thing when the Godfather came in on Friday with his Hawks bet. It doesn't even matter that Trae Young is out. I think they still cover the 4.5 here.
I love it. You got stones on you, bub.
The next NBA bet, I'm going back to my Wizards. The Wizards +4 versus the Spurs. Both teams are really hot right now. Wizards 7-1 against the spread their last eight. And the Wizards are 8-0 straight up in their last eight. They're on an 8-game win streak. But the Spurs are 4-1 against spread their last five as well. And the real only question mark here for me is that Westbrook may not play. There was something crazy, like 27 players questionable by the time this podcast started recording, which is ridiculous and makes it very tough to bet. But I'm sticking with the Wizards +4 here.
Said the Clippers have won 8 straight?
The Wizards have won 8 straight.
Wait, who are they playing?
The Wizards are playing the Spurs.
Okay. I was confused for a second. Yep.
Yeah.
All good. Love it.
And then my final pick, going back to the Grizzlies. Grizzlies +4.5 versus the Nuggets. These teams played exactly a week ago on last Monday night. The Grizzlies only lost by 2 in double overtime. And I honestly think that the Grizzlies should have won that game. So the Grizzlies 7-1 against the spread their last 8. Grizzlies 5-1 against spread their last 6 home or 6 road games, and the Nuggets are 1-4 against the spread their last 5. Give me the Grizzlies +4.5 points here.
Lovely. The Grizzlies win for you, so I might take this one.
Yeah, I if you don't know me by now, I typically stick with the teams that win me money, and the Grizzlies have been that for me this year.
Absolutely.
All right, Diz, what do you got? Best bets for the night?
All right, so I only got 2. You know, after a 1-2 that felt like a 2-1, I decided to tone it back to 2 best bets today. It is a Monday, busy day at work, so I'm toning it down a little bit. My first one is another NRSI. I found the lowest run total, which was the Miami Marlins against the Milwaukee Brewers. The total run total was 6 for a 9-inning game, which is insanely low. So the NRSI is a lock. The value's not great. I think it's -155, but it's almost a guarantee, and I'm 5-0 on my NRSI so far. So hammering that NRSI. And then my last best bet, Panthers versus Predators over 5.5. You know I love that 5.5 over, and this is my favorite game of the night, and here is why. The Central Division is insane in the NHL. The Carolina Hurricanes are winning that division with 68 points. The Panthers are in second with 67, and the Lightning are in third with 66. So these next couple of weeks is going to be an absolute dogfight in the trenches in the Central Division. Panthers are playing for so much. If the playoffs started today, they would play the Lightning in the first round, and no one should want to play the Lightning in the playoffs. They just came off the Stanley Cup. As a Panthers fan, I would dramatically rather play the Hurricanes or the Nashville Predators are the 4 seed. So if Florida can jump to that 1 seed, they would play the Predators, who are the 4 seed. They're like 12 points behind all 3 of those teams. So Florida's going to make a fat push here towards the end. Even if they don't win, I think it's going to be a lot of goals. Panthers are really going to push hard. They're going to be really aggressive on the offensive side. I think we're going to see a little bit of tilted ice tonight. I'm really loving over 5.5. That is my best bets of the night.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And, you know, we give out our best bets and the Hail Mary parlay of the day and all this other stuff, but that doesn't mean we're still not making other bets. And I'll tell you, I think I have both of your best bets in some sort of fashion in some of my bets tonight.
What do you mean in some sort of fashion?
I have various like hockey parlays or NRSI parlays or, you know, this, that, or the other. And so I actually am fairly confident that I have the Panthers over and the NRSI of the Milwaukee-Miami game tonight.
Hell yeah. Group betting is winning betting, even when you lose.
That's right, baby. All right, Sunshine. We already know what you're going to pick, but give it to us anyways.
Okay, well, I've emerged from the depths of hell, a.k.a. Cleveland. Sorry for anybody who listens if you're from Cleveland.
Yeah, we just lost two listeners in Cleveland. Thanks a lot.
It's not the city, it's the situation. But I digress. So, the last time I bet on the Reds, they were 9-5. They are now 9-12. I don't know if that says anything about just the awful week everyone had last week, or I have certain magical powers, but they go up against not arguably, the best team in baseball tonight in the Dodgers. And as we like to say in the game of baseball, they're due. So I'm going to take a Reds money line, but also I'm going to do, and just for the fun of this, a Reds Dodgers no run second inning. So there you go. That's what I got. The Reds and myself are bouncing back today.
Absolutely love that you threw in that NRSI for us. I really, really love that. And to be honest, the direct correlation between you being on the podcast and giving us the Reds money line and their actual performance is probably off the charts.
Yeah, we'll see.
And tonight, if you do bet the Reds money line, you are getting tremendous value. You are getting them at plus 205 currently, which means if you bet $1 and they win, you're getting three. You're more than doubling your money here. So that is a really good value there.
They're due. I'll say it. They're due.
We're a big they're due podcast too. So I'm 100% on board.
And then tomorrow night, I've got Dirty Mike and the Boys money line.
Heck yeah, baby. Let's go. I'm still trying to convince the squad to let this podcast sponsor Dirty Mike and the Boys in slow pitch softball.
You know what the problem with that is, Patty?
Lay it on me. What do you got?
It's a church league.
It is not a church league. That is wrong.
That's not true. The problem is it would come out of our pocket because we don't make any money doing this yet. So we would just pay for jerseys that say sports betting by dummies.
That's correct. So if you guys want to help us make some money, feel free to go buy some merch because we do get some profit off of that.
Now they're not going to buy merch because they know it's for sponsoring a fucking beer league song. That's not what this pod is about, guys. That's not why we're doing this.
A beer league softball team that there's no beer allowed in the league. So, yeah, everything's great.
Except we drink beers after every game in the parking lot.
Not during. Beer league school. Softball. Beer league softball pretty much screams that you're drinking while you're playing. So,
says I'm not.
Whatever. Not. Anyways.
I'm not, dude.
So, of course, we're here again. Everyone's favorite part of the episode, the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Today we have $1 to win $514.90. First four of this Hail Mary parlay are in the NBA. Like I said, I like the Hawks -4.5 versus the Pistons, Wizards +4 versus the Spurs, Grizzlies +4.5 versus the Nuggets, and then Timberwolves +10 versus the Jazz. And then the other six, we're going to the MLB. We're doing all NRSIs. We're doing Yankees versus Orioles, Cubs versus Braves, Athletics versus Rays, Angels versus Rangers, Mariners versus Astros, and Rockies versus Giants. Well, unless anyone has anything else, we'll go ahead and wrap this episode up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, make sure you check out the new website, sportsbettingbydummies.com, for all your wants, needs, and desires. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all on Wednesday.
Don't tempt me with a good time.